This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Much of the nation seeing more bad weather. Snow from the Midwest to the East. Here's Zach Taylor with the National Weather Service.
It's been a relatively cold week for much of the central and eastern U.S., and as this storm system moves through and brings the snow, it's just going to reinforce some of that cold air, especially across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
On the West Coast, Oregon's governor declared a statewide emergency last night after some freezing rain. Thousands of residents have been without power there since an ice storm on Saturday. The rain, snow, and freezing temperatures across the nation in the past couple of weeks have led to dozens of deaths. A cargo plane made an emergency landing last night at Miami International Airport. The problem was engine failure, says a spokesman for Atlas Air. Everybody's okay. Hunter Biden, the president's son, will now testify privately before a House committee.
Hunter Biden has agreed to a deposition with House Republicans. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee want a private deposition. The president's son has been defying that, insisting on public testimony.
Republicans do not want an open process where Americans can see their tactics, expose their baseless inquiry, or hear what I have to say.
The committee now says an agreement has been reached. The deposition is set for February 28th. Republicans have been investigating Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings for over a year in a so far futile effort to connect it to his father. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israel's trying to get its hostages back from Hamas, but how? A member of Israel's war cabinet now says the only thing that can do it is a ceasefire deal. A Ukrainian drone hit an oil storage depot in Russia this morning, causing a massive fire. This is AP News. Now to Haiti and gangs and violence.
Residents in Port-au-Prince have made barricades to defend themselves after gang members raided a key community in Haiti's capital. The pop of automatic weapons had echoed throughout the Salino district on Thursday as thick columns of black smoke rose above the neighborhood, where frantic residents kept calling radio stations asking for help. René Auguste, a resident who's protesting, calls for the entire country to rise up to make Prime Minister Ariel Henry respond. He says we can no longer resist insecurity by gangs. Nenel Volme, who's been displaced by the violence, says, on Sunday I was sitting with a friend near my house when three bullets came in. One hit me and broke the bone, but I don't have the means to go to the hospital. The attack could mark a turning point for the gangs. If Salino falls, gangs would have easy access to other neighborhoods. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.